البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we continue with Ramadan Q&A inshallah. Today we continue to speak about Laylat al-Qadr inshallah azza wa jal. And subhanallah, the first question we can ask: why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do i'tikaf in the last 10 nights specifically? You can look into the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did actually make i'tikaf in the first 10 days of Ramadan, and then he made i'tikaf in the second 10 days of Ramadan, and then he made i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, he mentioned the Prophet ﷺ saying, telling people that the Prophet told his companions, I sought Laylat al-Qadr. I did the i'tikaf in the first 10 days, seeking Laylat al-Qadr. And then I made the i'tikaf in the second 10 days, seeking Laylat al-Qadr. Then I was approached by the angels, and I was told it is indeed in the last 10 days of Ramadan, or the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So he told the companions, it is indeed in the last 10 nights. So whoever would like from amongst you to make i'tikaf in the last 10 nights, then let's do so. Or let him do so. So people started doing i'tikaf in the last 10 nights. So you want to seek Laylat al-Qadr? It is definitely in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Now we can ask, what's the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal of hiding Laylat al-Qadr? Like, why doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal just tell us Laylat al-Qadr is on the 21st or 23rd or the 27th night of Ramadan? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it? Subhanallah, there is a narration in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he came out and he wanted to tell people, and it was revealed when the night of al-Qadr would be. So he came out to tell them, and he said alayhi salatu wasalam a hadith, and he told them, kharajtu li ukhbirakum bi laylat al-qadr. I came out to tell you exactly when laylat al-qadr is. Fatalaha fulanun wa fulan. So two people started arguing with one another. Farufi'at. Because of their arguments, the information of where laylat al-qadr or when laylat al-qadr is has been elevated, and khalas, it's going to be kept a secret. And he said alayhi salatu wasalam, wa asa an yakuna khayra lakum. And maybe that would be better for you. Subhanallah, Ibn Hajar rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَجْهُ الْخَيْرِيَّةِ مِنْ جِهَا أَنَّ خَفَاءَهَا يَسْتَدْعِي قِيَامَ كُلِّ الشَّهْرِ أَوْ الْعَشْرِ بِخِلَافِ مَا لَوْ بَقِيَتْ مُعَرَّفَةً تَعِيِّنُهَا. He said, the goodness the Prophet ﷺ is talking about is when Allah Azza wa Jal hid Laylat al-Qadr, that results in people praying every night of Ramadan, or doing i'tikaf, or praying the entire nights of the last nights of Ramadan. And that would be better for the Muslims. Why? Because if we knew exactly when Laylat al-Qadr is, then we would only pray Laylat al-Qadr and neglect the rest of Ramadan. That would be, Allahu A'lam, from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأنه people, we see, subhanAllah, we see evident in every masjid nearly, that in the first few days of Ramadan, masjids are full. Middle of Ramadan, the masjids are half full. A lot of brothers and sisters tend to get a bit lazy during the middle of Ramadan. And then when it comes the last 10 nights, you see the masjids picking up again. Laylat, on the 27th night, the masjids are full. The 28th night, the masjid is nearly empty, subhanAllah. We need to be persistent, because there's no guarantees, as we'll find out today. You're going to get a shock, inshallah ta'ala, today through what we're going to mention, inshallah, about Laylat al-Qadr, because it doesn't have to be on an odd night. And we'll tell you the hadith and the dalil soon, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Now, is Laylat al-Qadr a night that Allah gives the Muslim every year? It is a night that comes in every Ramadan every year. Or was it only in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Laylat al-Qadr comes every single year as per the consensus of Laylat al-Qadr. Now, let's say you have seen the signs of Laylat al-Qadr, and you realize, look, it's most likely Laylat al-Qadr. What is the best of ibadat that you should do on that night? Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he gave you the best answer. He said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي لَيَالِقْ رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet, he said, the Prophet used to be very dedicated, and he used to do a lot of ibadah in the nights of Ramadan. What did he used to do? يتهجد. قال يتهجد في ليالي رمضان. He used to pray the night of Ramadan. So what was his عبادة? He did this. He used to pray. ويقرأ قراءة مرتلة. And he would read a very slow understandable قراءة. لا يمر بآية فيها رحمة إلا سأل. He would not pass through an ayah that has the mercy of Allah or mentions the mercy of Allah except he would ask for it. ولا بآية فيها عذاب إلا تعوذ. And he would not go past an ayah that entails the or talks and addresses the punishment of Allah except he would seek refuge from the punishment of Allah. Ibn Rajab said, فَيَجْمَعُ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالْقِرَاءَةِ وَالدُّعَاءِ وَالتَّفَكُّرِ. He said, with this ibadah, with this action the Prophet ﷺ he did combine between so many ibadat. He said he combined between prayers, reading Quran, between dua and contemplating upon the Quran, the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. He did all of that through his salah alayhi salatu wasalam. So the best thing to do is follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam's footsteps. Ibn Rajab continues to say, وهذا أفضل الأعمال وأكملها في ليالي العشر وغيرها والله أعلم. He said, and this is the best of actions and the most complete amongst it and perfect, whether it is in the nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights, or is it, or whether it is, subhanAllah, outside the nights of Ramadan. Now we come to the interesting part. Is Laylatul Qadr limited to the odd nights of Ramadan, of the last 10 nights, or can it be, or can it fall on an even night? Sheikh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah, he, subhanAllah, raises some eyebrows here, and subhanAllah, we need to understand what he's saying, because this is important. يعني, a lot of people tend to neglect the even nights. He said, تكون في الوتر منها. He said, most likely, it comes in the odd nights. Okay, he said, it comes in the odd nights, but what are the odd nights that he's talking about here? He said, the odd nights, like in الوتر, يكون باعتبار الماضي. He said, the odd nights of Ramadan can be considered to be odd in regards to the beginning of Ramadan. So the first, third, fifth, seventh, and so on. فتطلب ليلة 21. So based on the beginning of Ramadan, the odd nights could be 27th, 23rd, or 21st, or 25th of Ramadan, 29th. It could be any of these nights. He continues to say, but at the same time, the word odd nights could be relevant to the end of Ramadan. Now, this is a new one for a lot of brothers. He says, وَيَكُونُ بِاعْتِبَارِ مَا بَقِي. And it would be an odd night considering the remainder of Ramadan, like the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Speaking about Laylat al-Qadr, he said, لِتَاسِعَةٍ بَقِي تَبْقَى لِسَابِعَةٍ تَبْقَى لِخَامِسَةٍ تَبْقَى لِثَالِثَةٍ تَبْقَى. He said, the ninth last night, the seventh night last night, the fifth last night, and the third last night. He said, فعلى هذا إذا كان الشهر 30 يكون ذلك ليالي الأشفاع. He said, based on the ninth or seventh or fifth or third or the last night, يعني subhanAllah, he said, if you base it on the end of Ramadan, he said, these nights would fall on the actual odd nights of Ramadan, if Ramadan is 30 days. Yeah? If Ramadan is 30 days, then the last night of Ramadan is an odd night, considering the end of Ramadan. The 28th night of Ramadan is the third last night of Ramadan, because you have the 28th, 29th, and the 30th night. So it's the third last night. So considering the end of Ramadan, this is an odd night. And that's according to the hadith as well. So if Ramadan is 30 days and you neglect the odd nights, then you could have missed Laylat al-Qadr. That's why a lot of people sometimes they see the signs of Laylat al-Qadr on an even night. So again, keep in mind, considering the odd nights, this terminology is used in regards to the beginning of Ramadan and the end of Ramadan. And it could vary if Ramadan is 30 days. If Ramadan is 29 days, then the odd nights in regards to the beginning and the end of Ramadan are the same. Yani if Ramadan is 29 nights, then the last night of Ramadan is an odd night, both ways. The 27th night is the third last night, and the 27th night, considering the beginning of Ramadan. Play it safe and take care of each and every night of Ramadan, and do not neglect anything, because you do not know. That's why the Prophet ﷺ told you تحروها في العشر الأواخر. Seek it in the last 10 nights. Do not يعني waste your time in other matters. And سبحان الله, only focus on the odd nights. Focus on the last 10 nights altogether. نعم. Is ليلة القدر fixed? يعني is it مثلا, let's say ليلة القدر is on the 21st night. Does it stay on the 21st night or does it change from one year to another? Ibn Abd al-Barr mentioned that, and he said, قال مالك والشافعي والثوري وأحمد بن حنبل وإسحاق وأبو ثور هي متنقلة في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. They all said it is a night that moves within the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And they said they do not يعني guarantee that it is in one specific night every Ramadan. يعني one Ramadan could be 21st, second Ramadan could be the last third night of Ramadan, which could fall on the 28th of Ramadan if Ramadan is 30 days. It could move, يعني it could be different every single year. Which one is most likely to be the night of Al-Qadr? Al-Hafidh bin Hajar mentioned more than 48 opinions speaking about which night is the Laylat al-Qadr. And subhanAllah, he said the most closest opinion is that it is an odd night of the last 10 nights. Again, an odd night in respect to the beginning of Ramadan could be different to the odd nights in respect to the end of Ramadan. So just make sure you take advantage of the entire 10 nights. Some people, يعني, they say it's most likely late the night of 27th, and this is a very popular opinion amongst a lot of people. But we say, يعني, يعني السمعاني رحمه الله تعالى, he said the most correct opinion is that it is the 27th night of Ramadan, والله أعلم. But again, يعني, there are many other adillah. There are many other adillah that specify Laylat al-Qadr to be on other nights other than the 27th night. Now, because you see a lot of people believing that it is only the 27th night. Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, هذا ليس بموافق للصواب. And he said, those people who have certain beliefs that it's only the 27th night, this is something that isn't correct, is not correct, because Laylat al-Qadr moves. Sometimes it could be the 27th night, he said. He said sometimes it could be any other night from the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Ibn Uthaymeen, he said, in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it was narrated and affirmed that for one year, the Prophet ﷺ affirmed that, and his companions, they actually realized that Laylat al-Qadr was on the 21st night of Ramadan in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So, subhanAllah, and he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, seek it in the ninth last night, or the seventh last night, or the fifth last night. So we need to be careful, يعني subhanAllah, and not only worship Allah Azza wa Jal on the 27th night, again, worship Allah in the last 10 nights altogether. Inshallah, we'll stop here today, and tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we will speak about the signs of Laylat al-Qadr. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.